Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
Bam! It tickles my fancy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it.
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs in the songs with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Ah! Losing the battle of my headphones here. Morning, everybody!
Morning.
Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM.
You know, your camera's not a...
Hey, Froggy.
I mean, you've had some time.
I have.
You've had some time.
I have one of the old who's like, let me in! Even though he's, you know, I guess he got stuck by a train today. I don't know.
Yeah.
But we just had said, hey, Leroy said he's coming in. And I'm like, yeah, now he texts me like right as the open hits. He's like, let me in. I'm like, where are you?
Where are you? Yeah, for sure.
And he hasn't given me an answer yet. So I don't know.
All right.
I don't know. Can one of you go check? Yes. Would you mind, Brady, if you could go check the bullpen door? Yeah. Maybe he's there.
That's that door right there, by the way.
All right. He should be right at the bullpen door is what he said. He just texted me.
Yeah, right there.
And said that he is at the bullpen door. But like, yeah, sorry, I didn't have my camera ready because I'm trying to figure out, where is my co-host? He's just like, let me in. There's 900 doors here. Where would you like me to go? Do you want me to go to the main lobby? You know, don't be afraid to send me directions so we can get to it. Anyway, morning, everybody. We are Tobin and Leroy, and we are streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM, and on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Don't shake your head at me. You were late.
He's shaking your head.
You were late.
Oh, look at him.
Okay, what do you want me to do about
accountability,
it?
Accountability, Leroy.
You're like, go, you let me in. I'm like, where? Like, I didn't.
I was banging on the door for a few.
But I was in here. Like, banging on the door doesn't help. What am I, Superman? I can't hear.
He's mad at you.
No, he's
not. Apparently lashing out at me because of his. I mean, you texted me.
I was banging on the door.
You texted me a good, like, hour ago that you were coming in. What did you find? What did you get? Stuck behind trains? What happened?
No, it was a little traffic. A little bit of traffic.
A little sweetener.
Yeah.
Let's get to headlines, everybody, here on the program. Panthers lose last night to the Winnipeg Jets 6-3. Man, they almost came back. A couple of times. Panthers brought it to 3-2. And then old buddy, what's the guy's name? We got the hat trick yesterday. He put one on, so the hats go on the ice. So the Panthers.
Scheffley?
Yeah. Scheffley. Mark Scheffley. Very annoying. So Cats go down 4-2. Then they score 4-3. And then Winnipeg, crazy, had themselves a tripping call. Panthers go on the power play.
Ooh.
And they're back, and they pull Bob. So like Bob out of there.
So now they have a
2-man advantage.
Yeah. Shorthand goal.
Dude, they get it, bounce off the friggin' wall, and goes in the empty net. I'm like, what is this, Pong? Bastards.
I got to tell you, as much as I love the Panthers, they give up more shorties than anybody.
It was annoying.
Anybody.
I thought the comeback was coming all the way. I was like, here we go. Business picked up.
I like when
They were down 3-0 in that game. 3-0 in that game.
Yep.
I like when you're getting ready to go on an advantage and you pull the goalie.
Oh,
as soon as they get the puck.
You like the goalie getting in the stands?
Yeah. Where he's because like, they what and I don't know, like, I wish they did that in football, right? Like when there's holding in the secondary, the guy just holds up his hand.
Yep.
So that everybody goes deep.
It's something, man. But, yeah, the Cats came. So the score looks a lot uglier than the game was last night because then the Panthers.
For betting purposes, no one cares.
For betting. I mean, if you bet, yeah, that's tough on you. But the 6-3 is like, it's not indicative of what the game was. Just in case you, like, woke up and you're like, 6-3. Panthers were like, right there until the end and looked like they were about to pull off a cardiac Cats move, but empty netter. Got him.
Do you watch any of the Cavs and
I had a little bit of it on, but I was mostly focused on the Cats. Because this might be a Stanley Cup matchup.
The Boston Celtics make every team get into their 3-point shooting contest.
That's what they do.
That's what they do.
That's what they do.
And if you're off, it looks horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're on and they're off, they look horrible.
Yeah.
And then you have questions. But every week it's like, you know.
Yeah, they're the most boring team in the league.
Why?
Celtics, there's just no flash to them.
No flash.
You like watching them?
I mean, I would say this.
That's it. That really is a perfect point. Response.
They don't have anybody that's like exciting like Donovan Mitchell.
My point.
Or, you know, even when you watch Tyler Hero.
Yeah.
Right? Fun. They got a fun guy players. Who shoots threes who's 6'9".
Yeah.
Right? I see what you're saying.
What I'm saying. They're great. They're good. No one's taking away their greatness.
They're good. But they're there's just not no, the, nobody. Nobody.
It ain't the that. Warriors. Like, they're putting up, like, Warriors 3-point numbers, but without they're not the Warriors.
Without the
pizzazz. And the,
yeah,
you know?
Right. Maybe somebody got kicked in the junk.
Maybe.
Yeah. Who's that guy?
They got rid of Marcus Smart. That was their guy. Marcus Smart was kicking the junk guy.
Yeah. Now, is he even playing basketball? Oh, he went to Memphis?
But
that's what I'm saying.
Keep it up with my Grizzlies.
From Memphis, he got hurt.
I haven't been keeping up with my Grizzlies. I feel like he's been hurt.
You know why I always remember him? People don't remember when he was at Oklahoma State.
Oh, I do remember this. This is a famous interaction.
Some booster went after him or something, and they got into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember saying, who should be more responsible? The multimillionaire or the college kid?
He didn't play yesterday, by the way.
Huh?
He did not play yesterday.
I'm like, why are we on the college kid and there's a grown-ass man that's worth millions acting a damn fool in the stands? You know why? Because they don't want to tell him we don't want your money.
Of course.
Simple as that.
I thought T-Boone Pickens had all the money there. Well, he's dead now, isn't he?
All right,
I don't know if he was dead back then.
Oh, remember we had somebody at our station that said they hooked up with his grandson.
Really?
Yeah. Evelyn.
Yeah, remember died Evelyn? In 2019. So it's been some time, Mr. Pickens.
Yeah, they didn't have, the Grizzlies lost the Nuggets last night. They did not have Marcus Smart, John Morant, or Zach Edey. So they were.
That sounded like fun. Was that a cup game, too? I mean,
everything is a cup game Tuesday, Friday are all cup games. All
right, that's why the Heat.
That's why the Heat are not playing.
Right,
that and Shakira.
They already played two cup games.
That and Shakira. So the Heat are just sitting.
Oh, Shakira was.
I think Shakira's here tonight and tomorrow.
Right.
And then.
Is Shakira doing Taylor Swift numbers?
Mm-hmm.
Because she's worldwide, but Taylor Swift is worldwide too. But she's a different kind of worldwide.
I don't know.
I'd say no, though. She's doing Kaseya. Because Taylor's doing Hard Rock. That's
right.
Numbers off
You're right. She's filling up stadiums.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, respectable arena.
Maybe Shakira just wanted the new Jumbotron. You ever think about that?
I didn't think about that. It's my fault.
They raise it.
They don't use that for, they don't use that there? Why not? Why not?
Because they put the stage on one end. If you got the Jumbotron down, the people on the back can't see.
Well, it's great, oh my God. Great technology, though. Really,
well, it's been here for 3 seconds. Don't act like, what do you run? You run game ops?
Wait. Okay. You know, all of those things go up.
All the way?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want the Jumbotron?
Listen, you idiot. Mm-hmm. If you got seats straight away, mm-hmm. You won't be able to see the stage because the Jumbotron's down.
It's got screens inside.
Whoa.
Yep. You're going to pay all that money to be direct center to see the Jumbotron?
I don't know. Oh. It's really nice.
You don't go to concerts much, do you?
I don't go to concerts at arenas.
No, you go to the grass.
I go to amphitheaters.
Right. But no, they raise it all the way up. You know that thing moves around. How do you think they change the light bulbs? They put it all the way on the ground.
No, I know that. I know it. I've seen it all the way on the ground.
Is it one big light bulb?
No. But like they just get rid of it?
Where do they even get that from?
Well, it can't go away completely.
No, let's move on. Because between the two of you.
Imagine how many people to change that bulb. Sorry. It's a big bulb.
I think it's Bernie's job when he's not on the
game. It's got to be Bernie's job. Yeah.
What is wrong with you guys?
He's on a ladder.
See, this is why I stay home.
Miami Hurricanes. They move up in the college football rankings to
Thank
9.
Thank God. To doing nothing.
Doing nothing.
So if they wouldn't have played Georgia Tech, they did get
jumped by Alabama, who nobody gets more credit for beating Mercer than Alabama.
So Alabama jumped.
They went 3 spots up.
Because 2 teams lost.
BYU lost.
Right.
And
That was
Tennessee
fake.
Lost.
That was fake ratings.
Well.
No.
What do you mean it was fake ratings?
They were just undefeated. And so they just kept moving up.
They lost to Kansas, though.
Huh?
Yeah, they lost to Kansas.
Right, but that's when...
Kansas
is not terrible.
No, they're not
terrible. They've been Kansas.
But they are Kansas.
Right. Remember the year Kansas played in the Orange Bowl?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, what's that dude's name?
The quarterback.
He's not with us anymore. No, the coach. Who's the... He was...
Oh, big guy.
Yeah, he was...
Oh, yeah. Mangini?
Yeah, something like that.
Mangini's no longer with us?
No.
Eric Mangini's still with us.
Not Eric Mangini, but...
Mike Mangino?
Mangino.
I think it was Mike Mangino.
Now you want me to talk something? He made the coach for Kansas City look like a gymnast.
Oh, Andy Reid?
Yeah, he made Andy Reid look like a gymnast.
He does look a little like
him. He's still alive.
Is he? Reed is.
Mark Mangino, right?
He's still alive?
He's still with us.
I thought he was dead.
We just killed him.
Jeez!
Minus one.
No, you just killed him, dude.
Apologize.
What, Mark?
Because Swarry wasn't with us anymore.
Minus one.
Oh, hefty lefty is no one.
Yeah, hefty lefty.
That is a big boy.
I apologize. I didn't mean to kill
hefty
Mark
lefty.
Mangino.
The Listen, football looked like a tic-tac.
Normally it's the other way. I'm keeping people alive.
Hey, hefty lefty, the football looked like a tic-tac in his hand.
Yeah, man.
He could sling it.
Doesn't look like he has much time anyway.
So the Canes.
Chocolate?
I'm just saying.
Why you put people on chocolate?
God bless them.
All right, so the Canes are now the 3 seed in the current rankings.
Oh, no. We don't want to be a 3
seed. 3 seed takes on, as currently constructed, all right, we got the 1 seed bye. They'll take on the winner of Alabama Notre Dame. That's Oregon. All right, 2 seed Texas. They take on the winner of Ole Miss Indiana. The Canes would await the winner of Georgia, Penn State.
Oh, my God. Wait, Think about that.
Easy.
Easy?
Not even worried.
There's two things that frighten me about this. And we got a long way to go. So mm-hmm. I'm not even.
Got a long way to go.
Here's the two things that frighten me. Both of those teams, their entire football is the line of scrimmage on both sides. That's not what the Canes are. They want to be. Remember, they wanted to be tougher. Yeah, but they're not.
You know, we're doing something, right?
But they're tough. Not. We're so I have a feeling if one of those teams played the Canes, if you didn't score 50, they would run for 300.
Yeah. I think that's going to happen, I think.
Because Georgia Tech ain't them.
That's true.
And Georgia Tech does it with a little trickery. But I'm telling you.
Didn't seem tricked. I knew who that quarterback was doing when he was in there.
Just, oh, guys, the passing one?
That guy's going to throw everyone.
The pass. It's like.
That guy.
Wouldn't it be something on a loudspeaker if they just said it? Let's help the Canes fans recognize the passing quarterback.
This is Michigan's answer to stealing signs. It's like, well, we knew the intangibles quarterback out there was going to throw it.
I mean, wow.
Man.
So, like, yeah, and it's not even like with – I give you a little bit of a pass when you play a team like Georgia Tech because – sometimes when you play defense, you look instead of attack, and that puts you in a bad spot.
Mm-hmm.
But you ain't got to worry about these two teams we talking about because they're going to line up. They're going to use those big old country linemen, and they're going to come right at you and dare you to stop them. So it's going to be a gut check more than anything.
The Canes right now are – and then that final spot was I think it was Boise State has the fourth slot. They await Ohio State BYU.
And that would be pretty – oh, the Boise State is fourth? Boise's fourth?
They have the fourth seed.
If they get the fourth seed, Gentry's going to win the Heisman.
Slow. We don't know. We don't know.
Yeah, we do.
No, we don't.
Okay.
It's only – it's a technique because they're 12th in the country. Like, they're the highest ranked conference champion.
Conference leader. Right. Gotcha.
So, that's how that works.
No, but we're all speaking as of right now.
Mm-hmm.
I started the conversation all by saying there's a long way to go. Relax. Relax.
I got annoyed last week that they kind of ignored – like, you know, last week, Canes had a bye, but they were doing, like, these Heisman candidates.
But that's the way they Cam do it Ward, every week.
Out of sight, out of mind.
That right.
That was ridiculous.
That's because he wasn't playing football.
It was. They can't. They couldn't wait to get him off that list.
Really?
Couldn't wait, dude.
Really?
Couldn't wait.
Really? And you know what changes that?
What?
Playing football. That's it. Like, why do you like every? We do this every time because even when somebody else didn't play, gone, forgot about him.
Nah.
They
not like this.
I'm telling you, they're not going to talk about anybody if you have a Fox game.
If you put up a candidate list and you don't have Cam Ward on the top four, you don't have a list.
Who didn't have him on top four?
ESPN.
When?
Last week.
Okay.
Stupid list.
Okay.
You're stupid.
Then why you? Then why?
Oh, wow.
Like then why? Like you putting so much into it then?
I want my man to get his respect.
Okay. Mm. You know how you get respect? Win a Heisman.
Like, you know, not even on the list.
Can I just say, all these lists that are out there,
yep,
they don't determine it.
Narratives matter. We know it does.
Mm. 22.5, I think it's up to 23 now, potentially, favorite for Miami this weekend. Maybe Cam goes out, throws 5 touchdowns,
and it'll be
runs for another one.
Guess what happened? He'll be back on the list.
Right back in the conversation.
Right.
That'd be nice.
It would do it week for
week. But you see what he has to do, Leroy.
That's what they all have to do.
He's breaking records.
Hey, how quickly we forget.
Hey, you remember the week that Gentry only ran for 135? Off the list.
Garbage. Only 135.
Off the list. Only 135. Like, it's a fluid thing.
I need Colorado to lose, though, because that Travis Hunter, he's putting up some numbers.
And it's not – see, here's the thing about him. Yeah, he's putting up good numbers. They're not the numbers of anybody who's won the Heisman, but he's playing 100.
No, that's
plays.
Not true. His numbers are better than the people who last won the Heisman. Ooh, Cam Ward.
The last wide. No, I'm not. Did you just hear what we just said?
I got distracted by
Did you hear what we said?
No.
Travis Hunter!
Oh, enough of him. Okay. We get it, dude. You do more things.
Why?
Minus one.
Why are you being a jackass?
I got lost in the comments. I was very angry about Cam Ward not being on the list.
Wait, he's not even paying attention to...
You showed up late. We're even.
I didn't show up late. I was banging at the door.
Make a card work.
Which one?
I don't know. Wow. What are you, a dealer?
How many cards do you have?
They can't give me a new card. It never works. I always wonder if I still have a job. Then I realized whiskey.
You used to have your picture on it. What did a printer break?
I don't know where that one went.
Yeah, no, I have no picture.
I have one
for
somewhere.
Sure.
It didn't work.
Yeah.
So, no. Then I have a... So I was wondering. I said, ooh, did I get fired? No, because Whiskey, whatchamacallit, is tonight. They wouldn't fire me before that.
Yeah.
Right.
After. Right. So
like, not sure about after, though. Got to get that freebie event.
My card might not work tomorrow.
Midnight.
Well, midnight. Tomorrow we only got a half day, which is nice.
That's not even a half day, dude. Mm. Like, yeah.
That's easy.
Yeah, that's easy. That's
suckers.
Three breaks.
Yeah.
Woo! And then I'll have my hit, thanks, Cavs.
So, like, they bounced you today because of the Cavs?
Yeah.
You can talk hoops.
I can. But they don't, like, they don't.
Who do they got on Windhorst?
No. What do they want to talk about?
Who's their Cavs
it's
guy?
It's the same. It's Jay Crawford, Bull.
Oh, Jay Crawford.
Bull.
Yeah, but who? They don't have a Cavs expert. They don't go to like.
No.
I don't know who's a famous Cav they could go to. Matthew Dellavedova.
Ooh, no. Delly. That'd be good.
No.
Booby Gibson.
Is because
what a nickname.
The problem is that because of all the narratives before the season starts, nobody ever thought you'd be talking about the Cavs being 15-1.
True.
So from that standpoint,
that's a good coach, though. Kenny Atkinson's a good coach.
He is, but fans don't think like that. All fans care about is what their team did last year. We didn't add anybody. We're going to suck again. That's how they work.
Well,
that's how fans work. If fans don't, like, you can't improve. You're going to be the same you were last year. Nobody gets better. Nobody makes adjustments. And there you go. Because what are you going to say? We'll just say this year after the Buffalo game. Even though Tua played well, it was actually a decent, pretty good
Which
game.
Which Buffalo game?
The first one. The second one. The first one
he sucked.
Same old. Can't get past. Can't win it.
It's a fair criticism.
Wait, but what about when they won the night game?
That was pretty good.
See what I'm saying? But so we can't use that.
I like that. More of that.
More of that, exactly. But until it happens, you can't just...
Well, he's got look, there's two things that got to happen. We got to take a break, though. I'll tell you the two things that got to happen.
I'm not listening.
No, you got to listen.
I'm listening after the break. You're not teasing me into a break ever again. I'm not listening.
Not teasing you. I'm teasing the audience.
He just turned his mic off.
All right, well.
Go to break. I'm not listening.
Is he leaving?
Not listening.
He just got here late. How can he leave?
You're not teasing me. I do the show. I'm your boy. You don't tease me.
It's not for you, though. You're being very selfish.
He's hurt by this.
Right. I'll tell you the next thing the Dolphins have to overcome, their next hurdle. That's next. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy.
By the way, I was driving in today, and while you're talking about collaborations, what's the girl's name? Ellie May?
Ella May?
No, she did a collaboration with Miranda.
Lambert? L. Lambert. King?
Huh?
L. King?
El King. Mm-hmm. There it is.
Oh, isn't she Rob Schneider's daughter?
Hates him.
Oh, wow.
So
I kind of hate him.
So too. What are you talking about? Is she, how does that work?
How does what work?
Because you're talking about coattail riding and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's actually a pretty good song.
She wrote that song, though.
Huh?
She wrote that song.
But so does Post Malone.
I don't know.
Yes, he does. Like, you'd be amazed.
She also had a very big hit, non-country, before that, too. She hasn't. I don't think L. King is a major of an artist, though. Like, you know, she's very successful, but she's not like one of the biggest acts in country music.
Mm.
Is she country?
Yeah, I think so.
I didn't know she was country.
I mean,
I brought it up because I didn't think she
says
was country.
Country rock and blues.
Yeah, she's.
Who's that?
I saw her at Stars and Strings, drunk as a skunk.
Oh.
She also had a famous incident on stage for Dolly Parton.
Wasn't that recent? She? That was like last year.
Or yeah, it was like New Year's or something. She was, I mean, she was so toasty. I think they had to take her off stage.
Oh, no.
She was supposed to do a tribute to Dolly Parton.
Damn. That's not good. God bless her.
But they played her. She had a song on The Shark they played all the time, X's and O's, and then she got into country. Hey, how about this? Adam Schefter
is reporting.
He's reporting. Following Deion Sanders to Colorado model, Hall of Fame linebacker Ray Lewis has emerged as a candidate to become the next head coach at FAU. Oh, hoot!
He lives around the
mother
corner.
Bleeping hoot, dog.
Woo-hoo.
Hey. That. Love that.
Let me just say this.
It's got to make Ed Reed furious.
You know, Ed Reed is just like, you stupid, stupid school.
And Ed Reed, of all those guys, has been a coach first.
I know.
Yes. But here's the problem. It's not Ed Reed's fault.
No. Okay. No.
Ed Reed did not say or do anything wrong. What he did was go into Bethune-Cookman and hold them accountable, and everybody got their feelings hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But the issues that he was talking about are real. Take it from me, my son went there.
No, I get it.
And so
we talked about this at the time.
Everybody jumped on Ed Reed without fully understanding what the situation or circumstances were, and that's kind of how that blew up. Okay, FAU is not that, but understand, Ray Lewis has never been a coach.
Right.
And Ray Lewis,
which is why I think Ed Reed's probably like, he gets to go to FAU immediately.
Right. But again,
Lane Kiffin.
I understand why people, yeah, think about that. Lane Kiffin coached there.
Yep.
And now we
And Schnellenberger. Go, Schnellenberger found him.
And now we're going with
Ray Lewis.
And I love Ray Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
Ray Lewis is a motivational speaker.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, it's two different things.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're talking to these kids every day. Like, you're not going and give them a rah-rah talk every now and then. You're talking to them every day. And sometimes that wears on them.
Wasn't, which one of Deion's sons committed to FAU first? Was it Shador?
No, it was the other one.
It was
Shiloh?
Shiloh?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Because one of them committed to FAU before he ended up going.
Think about this.
No, it was actually.
Was it Shador?
Shador. Yeah.
You know,
Shador.
You know what's amazing?
Commits to FAU.
Here's what's amazing about that.
Yeah.
You see his two sons playing in Colorado.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Starters in Division I. Go look at the offers they got.
But did they get those offers because they, like, he seems very, like, selective. Like, did people just not bother because he's like, mm-mm.
I don't.
Like, he's doing this in the NFL already. He was
right,
like,
but here's the deal. If you think a player is talented, you at least kick the tires on it. And with all of the teams in the country that need a quarterback, FAU?
But that's what everybody found. Didn't he have like Snoop in his recruiting video or something like that? Like, sure. He had like his announcement. I feel like this was like a thing. And then and then his dad took the job at Jackson State and he ended up going there.
Yeah. I mean, he had offers from Alabama, Florida, Florida State, Georgia.
All right. I got you. That's all I was saying. I'm like, I see this kid now and I'm like, there was nobody else who.
Incredible.
I think here's the couple of things that I think Deion really wanted for his kids. Wanted to go somewhere where he could play right away. So that already eliminates half of those schools.
Sure.
Right? And as you can see, unlike a lot of these kids who go to college and they wait for their guy and they may be getting NIL and they're at a big university, they don't get to play a lot of football before that next step. So Shador has played 4 years, or every year he's been in college, which helps his development. So we'll see. But I do think that at certain positions, you need to play as much as possible. Cornerback, maybe wide receiver, quarterback, running back, I mean, running back's different. You either, like, a lot of times you can just see, oh, this guy can see well.
Mm-hmm.
Or this guy's fast, or this guy's strong, and you don't want to play too much because you don't want to take all those hits. So running back is a little bit different. But quarterback and cornerback and, like, wide receiver, learning the craft of, you know, learning the craft, yeah.
Crazy, man.
I'm looking at the commitment video now. He had quite a bit of, like, celebrities in his stuff. I mean, like, Instagram celebrities. Mm-hmm. Snoop was obviously the most famous person.
Oh, y'all don't realize his dad was... Y'all remember he had a song, right?
Yeah.
Must Be the Money. We were forced to watch him.
But I remember
We were forced to watch him perform that at the program.
I remember everybody being with Shador because Shador was such. Well, he was a high prospect. Everybody was like, yeah. Yeah. But I think that at the time, I think they were the first team to offer or something like that.
Right, right, right.
And then, you know, his dad ended up getting into his coaching career.
Wow.
I saw Coward.
Mm-hmm.
Now that the Cowboys are doing horrible, he was like, you know what? Go get Deion. Go get Shador. I know you just signed Dak. But
yeah, and I think Irvin said that the only way he would do it is if they got Shador somehow.
Yeah.
Here is the problem, okay? Is Jerry willing to deal with a keep it real guy?
I think somebody like Deion, isn't he kind of in the family?
Listen, there's family. Like when your aunt comes over from Michigan or something, and there's family that lives in your house that tell you how it is, and y'all have arguments and stuff like that. So if you notice, every single person that Jerry Jones has hired has kind of towed the line, right? Mm-hmm. They, no matter how upset they are with the talent on the field, the decisions to pay certain people, the guys you bring in, Deion's not going to be that way because Deion want to win. So if Jerry hires him, is he going to be prepared to deal with reality?
One thing, though, Jerry likes relevance, man.
It's going to make him relevant. Everybody's going to love it. Deion's gonna be able to... One thing about Deion that people don't realize, you can see all the talks and all this on that. That dude can relate to people.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it's crazy because he don't cuss. He ain't one of them guys that raises his voice all crazy. And so everybody sees him as a showboat and whatever. But I think people respect that about him. And you see him talking to those kids. They love him. So is Jerry going to be able to deal with the reality of Deion? That's it. Because you know if you bring Deion in, he's going to tell it like it is. He's going to say what it is when he's getting interviewed. He's going to let people know where they stand. And that is going to be the biggest issue. And he's going to bring all his boys in.
Tell you who else you want to be ready for prime time. In the bedroom, dude. That's why you want to try Blue Chew. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Now you can chew it and do it. Whether you're married, you're looking to spice things up, or single, trying to impress somebody new, Blue Chew is for you. Listen, don't mope around. If your team is down in the dumps like the Cowboys, you still got to be in the mood, all right? Don't take it out on your partner. Take that Blue Chew. You'll be ready to roll, and there's no doctor's visits. There's no pharmacy visits. There's no lines you got to wait on. No awkward conversations. Just ships right to you in a discreet package. I got a great deal for all our listeners out there. You guys can try Blue Chew for free when you use the promo code Showpony.
Showpony.
Use the promo code Showpony at checkout. You're paying just $5 for shipping, but you are getting your first month of Blue Chew for free. And even got mint flavors. So go to BlueChew.com. Use that promo code Showpony. Get your first month of Blue Chew for free at BlueChew.com. That's BlueChew.com.
Yeah. Feel that chat now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Chanda Paul, so me go so then. Well, I don't really care what people say. I don't really watch what them want do. Still, I got to stick to my girl.
Going too far, camera.
I might not play number two.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. AJ Fig has more concert tickets to give away. Papa Roach and Rise Against are coming to the I Think Financial Amphitheater in 2025.
They've been around for a minute.
And,
they've been around for a minute.
Papa Roach, yes, they have been. Yeah. Both of them have been. We got your chance to see them. Just keep on listening to our show. It's a Live Nation concert, everybody. Panthers, they fall to Winnipeg yesterday. Heat, they are off until Sunday. Dolphins getting ready for the New England Patriots, and the Canes have Wake Forest on Saturday for their final home game of the season.
I'm more worried about New England than I was about the Raiders.
Just because Drake May is playing a lot better?
Just the whole team is.
Hmm?
The whole team is.
They're feisty.
And they're
still
they're,
should beat them.
They're also another one of those teams that will try to suck the air in football and just slow roll it and just, you know. They have a lot of low scoring games. Nobody blows them out. So
yeah, the Dolphins. I mean, the Dolphins beat them by a heel drag
right.
or a non heel drag.
Right.
Now, obviously, Tua wasn't in that game. That was the one game they won without Tua.
Yeah,
it's pretty amazing. You know, like it's funny because you know receivers work on that stuff, and you'd be amazed at how hard that is. They make it look really easy, right? Because when you go to catch a ball on the sidelines, your trail leg automatically goes up when you reach. And so it's a fight to keep that trail leg down and drag it. So you just have to go limp. So it's pretty cool when you see it and you see the work they put in doing it. And everybody can't do it. Like, yeah, it's a hard thing to do. Especially when you get like when you get excited and your muscles tense up to catch a ball,
mm-hmm.
your lower body is just all over the place.
Let's see. They got since they went to Drake May there.
Who has the most seasons with 1,500 rush yards?
Don't get distracted by get up trivia. Please, like, just say it to yourself. You don't have to recite that. You know, because it's just like you just get.
Now I want to know the question. I mean, he started the trivia.
It was a Barry Sanders question.
Oh, okay.
It said who had the most 1,500 yard.
Go ahead. Read it. Just read it. Go ahead.
Since Barry Sanders retired in 1998.
Most 1,500 yard. LaDainian Tomlinson.
Nope.
Derrick Henry.
It's either Derrick Henry because it's more recent, or I would say Adrian Peterson.
Oh, Adrian James. How about that?
Whoa.
Way off.
Sorry for the Kane slander there, Edge.
Slander, huh?
Wasn't the Kane slander?
No, we slandered him.
They went to Drake May after the Dolphins loss, and they are 2-4. Drake May did get knocked out of one of those games with a concussion. The teams they beat the Jets in that game where he got knocked out, and they beat Chicago, who sucks.
That's saying like, you know, you raced against a turtle.
Did you see the new Jets report?
What?
Oh, it was good.
Yeah, wait, let me guess.
It's better than you could imagine.
Somebody's pissed off at Aaron Rodgers finally.
The report yesterday was from The Athletic.
Hold on.
No, this is good.
Hold on.
You're going to love this.
Oh, yeah.
The report was yesterday that following their week four loss to the Denver Broncos, Woody Johnson went to coaches and told them to bench Aaron Rodgers in favor of Tyrod Taylor. And the coaches looked at him like, you serious?
He can see what I see.
He's like, he's holding us back. This is the report. Woody Johnson went to them. He said, start Tyrod Taylor.
And they said no?
They said no. He said, we lose the locker room. We can't do it. What happens the next week? Salah gets fired.
Dang. So it's like a direct result of like, I told you to bench him. He played poorly. Now this is on you.
Wait, play. He didn't have one. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Let's be clear. Aaron Rodgers has not had a bad game.
Juicy.
A good week for him is when he throws for 200 yards.
That is a good week.
That man didn't pay $50 million a year for that.
Mm.
Especially when somebody would say, we get Aaron Rodgers. We got this. We got that. We're going to be awesome.
The game they lost after that was to the Vikings. They lose to Sam Darnold. I'm sure that didn't go over. I'm sure that didn't go over well.
That's rough.
Whose fault is that, though, Woody? I don't know.
Whoa, this Dalton neck connect.
No, I'm turning off TV. I got to turn it off.
He's too distracted.
I'll turn off TV.
Dude, I'm just doing a show with my friends.
Yeah, but you're everywhere. I'm using my peripherals. You're like...
Okay.
You know? Like, I got you.
Although it was upsetting.
You're just reading the television.
Yeah.
And one of them went from the most 1,500-yard season since Barry Sanders to, ooh, connect last night.
It's fluid, baby. It's fluid.
It's not fluid.
It's fluid, baby.
It's not fluid.
Just have a little fun. All right. Nope. All right. Fine. Go. Do your shit.
I just thought you'd celebrate that more.
I just let it celebrate. Everybody got on me for being an Aaron Rodgers hater, and I said, I got nothing against Aaron Rodgers. I just see this. I see what's coming. And I kept saying it, and I kept saying it. Nobody believed me. Everybody kept calling me a hater, and now we're here.
Yeah, but the owner, that's funny.
The owner was off rats off a ship quicker than me.
He was.
But I told you.
Man.
What do you think 40-year-olds, what 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers is going to look like with a torn Achilles? Why doesn't that beat science?
If that report is true, I guess we got to apologize to Aaron Rodgers because it just seems like Woody Johnson did just fire Saleh for not listening to him.
Oh, so like
so
you
why?
Say that,
so wait, so why? Oh, you said it was
why Aaron Rodgers? I think we were all under the impression that Aaron Rodgers got Saleh fired.
Right? If Aaron Rodgers would have gotten fired, he would have been on the bench.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dang.
So now
the drama.
Now we got to apologize because he was the one that probably kept around for a couple of weeks.
Aaron Rodgers has just neutrally sucked.
However.
No poll.
However, regardless of what the situation was.
Why didn't he hug him then?
His play was going to get somebody fired.
It's getting everybody fired.
Yes.
Should have got the offensive coordinator fired.
It did.
Before
it did.
I'm saying like before Saleh.
It did.
Oh, that,
wasn't it before
that was
Saleh
before?
Changed coordinator?
They talked about it, and then it ended up happening anyway. So yeah. I think Saleh thought about it. This is all, if you believe this report, this is all happening while the guy wants to bench Aaron Rodgers.
But here's the problem. Here's the problem, right? You can evaluate a situation. You can look at the situation. But if you can't be honest about the situation, you can't fix it. So while everybody's talking about the coach, the offensive coordinator, the plays. They brought in players. They brought in his guy. Was anybody afraid except the owner to say, hey, from where I'm looking, it's the quarterback.
You can't get away from anybody.
Nobody would say that.
So I think he's right, though. The locker room would have been lost. Not because Aaron Rodgers was doing great.
But oh, dude, that would have been crazy.
Wait, wait.
You bench him week four?
Bench him. Wait. Mind you, they were coming off a couple of wins. Like, here, they were only 2-2 at the time.
Let me ask you this question.
And still, Woody Johnson was like,
wait. How much worse would they have been if they benched him?
No, not much.
Not
right?
much worse.
So, what are you talking about?
But that's in retrospect. At the time, I can understand if we bench this guy.
Even at the time.
They're giving up week four.
But if the owner realized what he was seeing.
Yeah, he was right.
He was right.
Yep.
And furthermore.
I wish someone else warned us about Aaron Rodgers.
Furthermore, it's his money.
That's the craziest part. That's the craziest part. That as the owner, you're like, hey, I don't want this to happen. And they're like, we're going to override you.
And yeah, override.
So, oh, yeah. Right. Well, now you're all fired.
So, but yeah. No. It's. This is like. And I'll give you a perfect example. Even when Joe Flacco took over last year, I had questions. Right? We had questions. And he came out and he threw the ball all over the place and it was awesome. But then when you look at the numbers at the end, he was 13 touchdowns, 8 picks. Mm-hmm. Right? So he was still Joe Flacco, but it was so much better than what was happening.
But Cleveland's in the same situation because they really never benched Deshaun Watson.
No. Never.
You know, like that's it, that, and I mean that coach very clearly does want to bench him and has to go up there because that's kind of the reverse. That owner is not accepting defeat on that.
But the problem is right. The problem is that was it the owner who made the overall decision? That's what the thing about decisions that happen in an organization, you never know who's the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Did the owner come in and say I want him? Was it the coach? Was it the GM? Who? It, you don't know who it was. And then that kind of determines what happens when it doesn't work. But if it's the owner, like, you would look like you would look pretty bad if you decided, I'm going to get this guy. He's terrible. And then you fire everybody. That's, whoa, that's low budget right there.
Crazy. Take a break. Our Tua. Dolphins. Gotta get over something. It's next.